If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
If you could give advice to a new business owner though, who's maybe hasn't been as good at bookkeeping in the past and the budgeting question, would you say a good place to start is to manually track that so they can obtain that skill like you guys did? You have to obtain that skill somehow. You just didn't.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe. I think it's more important. I think it's important for people to understand it as a skill, and the person can decide whether it's a skill worth learning now or never, or you can hand off to somebody else. Because my goal is to be in business for as long as I live. I believe that is an important skill to learn, and so we spent the time to learn that skill. But
could you learn it faster than 4 years? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. Yeah. But I believe it's a skill worth knowing, so at least you're competent enough that if somebody else does it, you can, number one, see, you're a good judge of whether they understand what they're talking about, what they're doing. You're at least, you can comprehend enough to ask decent questions, but also you're able to look at your book, because ultimately you're still the one responsible. Even if you have somebody else do the books, you're still the one responsible to ensuring that they're doing their job and that you're cash flow positive and that you're making correct decisions with your money. So, yeah, I believe it's a skill worth knowing. I think most skills, honestly, in business, because it's such a, because it's a long game. It's a forever game that, like,
it's Monopoly.
It's just like, it's so much, it's so easy to give that responsibility to somebody else, because mm-hmm. there's a service provider for everything.
And there's so many skills that you have to learn that it's just like,
it's going to be very overwhelming. It's very overwhelming. And so it just depends. Like, if someone has a business that's like booming and taking off and like they have a really good skill set, they have a really good product, like maybe right now the time is not to be learning these other skill sets, right? So again, it's hard to give general advice, because if someone's business is booming and they're like making a ton of money, maybe that's not a priority. But for most small businesses who are struggling to get by, well, you're already struggling anyway, so you might as well learn some skills while you're struggling. You might as well get the asset of the skill set that will serve you, whether you continue this business, do another business, or you just don't do business anymore, but you still have the skill set.
Do you feel like you learn your skill set better because you had to learn it manually to begin with? That yes, now the technology is advancing and you can use it better, but you can be more accountable for using that skill because you had to learn it manually and you've created a habit of it.
Yeah, I think you just get a feel for something. It's almost like the reason why they still have people learn math by hand is because like there's just something to actually adding up, you know, to doing it on paper of like multiplying numbers, doing division on longhand, that you just get a feel for numbers, and then of course you plug into a calculator and just like tells you the answer. But there's still something to know how it does what it does. And I think the skill set of accounting is the same thing. It's just math, right? But you also get a feel for cash flow, and it holds you accountable for your transactions, which is where most people truly need the biggest help, is that they just spend things and they choose to go like this, or they truly are just unaware because it's so easy that like, oh my gosh, like.
That's actually a really good point. So every week when we would categorize transactions, each transaction was like, oh, I got to take accountability for that. Whereas, and again, oh yeah, that one was me. Oh yeah, that one was me. And then versus like, so you have somebody else do it and you look at it once a month, it's like one time. I have to take accountability for that once. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see it, I'll forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's more, it's also more just like the consistency in seeing it mm-hmm. and looking at it and understanding it allows you to make decisions that align with your goals mm-hmm. rather than making emotional decisions.
Mm-hmm. So with that accountability, do you feel like because you had to learn that the hard way, yes, you know, you feel that when you buy that cup of coffee, when you can make a cup of coffee at home. However, if you're only buying one coffee that week versus 10 a day, you know, it's okay to splurge once in a while, but not have it feel like it's hitting you rock bottom.
Yeah. I think it just depends on
practice that skill to be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's always a ratio. And it's like, what is the goal? Like, is the goal maximum savings? You know, and how much money are you making? Like, if you're making a couple $1,000s a month, like maybe $5 or $10 makes a difference. But if you're making $100,000, like, it's a coffee can make a big difference, right? So like, I think as your income grows, your ability to splurge without it affecting goes down. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's always focusing on how do I just make more money? Because buying coffees is not going to change our lives. Like, you could have a coffee, you could have 10 coffees a day, it's not going to change your life.
I do.
Yeah. Right? But when you're not making a ton of top line or a ton of income, then it has more of an effect. So that's why, like, you can only squeeze to zero, but if you focus on growing, then those things become less important.
Yeah.